Hello, and welcome to our as-of-yet-unnamed Australian Baseball League podcast. My name is Max McKenna.
And I am Jackson Baumgartner.
And we're going to talk about some Australian baseball. The podcast does not yet have a name because I forgot a little bit that we were recording today.
Yeah.
And this is our intro episode, so we're gonna figure some, we're gonna get some hiccups out of the way here.
Yeah.
We're gonna figure some stuff out. Absolutely. If you know any Australian bands that would like to contribute,
to our intro songs.
Yeah, just, get at me on Twitter. Right now, my address is at @Moby_dork, so, I want to change that one.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, Mix here is a, he's an avid Twitter fan, so you can always get a hold of him that way.
Tweet boy,
if you will. Yeah. Yeah, we'll figure out the name here in a little bit. It's really not the most important thing in the world.
Well, I did I had an idea based off of the one thing I know about Australia, which living in Ohio is Outback Steakhouse. I'm gonna pitch this to you. How do you feel about it? Okay, give me like a gut reaction, 1 to 10, 1 being the worst thing you've ever heard, and 10 being, we're going to re-record the intro with this as the name. No balls, just strikes.
I want to rank it really high. However, I feel like obligation to our dignity would make me have to give it a pretty low rank, you know, because what you're insinuating is that we don't have balls.
We're good pitchers, dude. It's like Clayton Kershaw's. Clayton Kershaw never walks anybody.
Wait, Clayton Kershaw. Who the fuck is that? What Australian team does he play for?
At this point, we're unloading our minds of all MLB-related information and just do an Australian league, which is not true because at the time of our recording, the MLB regular season is not even over yet.
There's a couple games left. We still got to get through two more regular season games.
Well, depending on what happens with Cleveland and Cleveland and Detroit. Did you hear about that?
Are they tied?
Like, what's going on with the that? Game was rained out. But since Detroit still has skin in the playoff race, they're trying to figure out if they are going to replay the game on Monday. It would be the only baseball game played on Monday. But it has playoff implications for Detroit. But Cleveland is trying to figure out, because Cleveland is clinched.
Yeah.
So the problem is, does Cleveland forfeit the game and get an extra day of rest? Do they do a... they just send, like, minor league guys in there?
Oh, dude, I say forfeit.
You forfeit?
I don't think the Tigers have a chance. They gotta get in there with Toronto and the Orioles. Like, the AL East is pretty unbelievable.
Yeah.
I don't know. The Orioles have their ups, they have their downs.
I mean, the Tigers are in the AL Central, so.
Yeah, but the two wildcard spots are held by AL East teams.
That's true.
And the Red Sox have first place, so they've already clinched, which means that currently there are three teams from one league, or one division, that are in postseason spots right now, which is, like, unbelievable. It happened last year in the National League with Pirates, Cardinals,
Cubs. The three best records in baseball were in that.
Yeah, and none of them made it. Who? It was between the Royals. Well, none of them made it to the World Series. It was the Royals and...
Royals and Mets.
Mets, yeah. The Mets crept in there. The Mets didn't even have first seed last year. They were a wild... No, they weren't a wild card.
They weren't wild card. They clinched.
They did clinch. Okay. Well, they're wild card this year.
Yeah, barely.
Because all of their pitching staff is just crumbling, and they average, like, 2 or 3 points a game.
Points?
Fuck. Sorry, isn't that what they say in the Australian baseball?
That's what they call an ABL.
They're points, not runs. Points. Yeah, sorry guys. Just trying to get these jitters out.
Just in a brief MLB update, Cleveland is going to have to play the Red Sox. Being a Cleveland fan, that does not bode well for me. I feel a little pretty shaky about that.
Got to go up against Big Pappy.
Yeah.
Who is, by the way, for you that don't know, and all of you Australian baseball listeners, Big Pappy, i.e. David Ortiz.
You call him Pappy.
Big Pappy?
Poppy.
I'm a Yankees fan. Fuck. Sorry, Big Poppy. He's 40 years old, right? 40, or is he 41?
I mean,
he's old as fuck for a baseball player. he has bad feet. Is leading the league in doubles at 48. Has the highest slugging percentage. Is hitting 36 home runs with over 100 RBIs.
Yeah. He's very good.
And is in MVP contention right now.
Outsider MVP contention.
MVP contention.
You know who else is in MVP contention? Mike Trout. You know who I feel very bored by? Mike Trout.
We'll talk about that later. but, yeah, that's kind of scary. You've got Big Poppy coming to Cleveland. It is playing in Cleveland, right?
I mean,
that's
the first. Yeah, first game.
First game's in Cleveland. Yeah. Big Poppy's coming. They've got almost five players hitting over 100 RBIs.
Yeah.
They have the highest run average per game, I think, of any AL team.
Yeah. And at this point, Cleveland is kind of whipping towards the finish line, so.
Yeah, the pitching staff kind of crumbled there towards the end.
Carrasco took a liner to the hand.
Oh, I didn't hear about that.
Yeah, his hand is broken. Salazar has, I think, an elbow issue.
Mm-hmm.
So he might pitch out of the bullpen in the postseason. Maybe.
Oh, no.
Yeah, so it's like Kluber, Bauer,
Clevinger.
Clevinger or Tomlin? I don't know, man.
I mean, Tomlin's not going to walk anyone. No balls, just strikes.
No balls, just strikes. Luckily, I have the skin in the NL Cubs, so.
Mm-hmm. This is true. What you do have going for you is the Red Sox pitching staff has a lot of big names that are not living up to their hype. So,
David Price has been excellent these past couple weeks.
Has he? The Yankees scored like
2 runs off him.
No, they got way more than that.
Gary Sanchez scored 2 runs off him.
Hold on a second. I'm gonna pull up this game. The Yankees have always hit well against David Price for whatever
reason.
That's
true.
I don't know what it is. They can't hit fucking God, he sucks so much. I don't even know what his name is. For the Orioles.
Ubaldo Jimenez?
No. The guy that I tried to trade to you in fantasy for Mike Trout.
Chris Tillman.
No.
Oh, Zach Britton.
No.
What?
God, what is his name? Hold on.
What are you talking about?
He's a starting pitcher. He sucks.
Chris Tillman.
No. Chris Tillman doesn't suck. Chris Tillman's really good. Kevin Gausman. Kevin Gausman, okay. This year, his pitching stat line is 8 wins, 12 losses. I will say his ERA is okay. 3.66. You know, that's decent. But his MLB, career stat is a 4 ERA.
Yeah.
For the majority of the season, he was definitely in the 4s. Would get, demolished by every team that he placed, or that he had to pitch against. But has, owns, a 0.5 ERA against the Yankees or something. It would averaging 8 strikeouts a game. Like for whatever reason, they can hit David Price, they can hit Drew Pomerantz, but they can't do shit against Kevin Gausman. I don't get it. But
anyway, welcome to our MLB podcast. Nah, we're just kind of talking shop now because the MLB is still going strong and is very exciting for both of us. The Australian Baseball League has not started yet. Mm-hmm. And we also don't really know
anything about the Australian
Baseball League. I was going to say much because I can name two of the teams.
The teams that you and I both picked.
So before we started this podcast, we figured we should probably pick like a team to follow. Do you want to give your who you're supporting first, or do you want me to?
You go ahead.
Okay. So I've decided to become a fan of the Perth Heat. Here's what I know about Perth. It's on the west side of the Australian continent. And then I believe they're sponsored by like a Mothers Against Drunk Driving style organization, like an anti-alcohol abuse, which okay. is pretty cool.
That's yeah, I can get behind that.
Huh?
You're also a bandwagon.
Oh, are they good?
Apparently. Well, okay. So here's the thing with these Australian baseball leagues. They've only existed since 2010.
Uh-huh.
Okay. They play maybe like 50 or 60 games a season, so it's a low
sample. Six teams?
I think that there are six teams.
Sorry, Australia.
I think has... I mean, this is kind of interesting. They... Okay. Perth has... They have played six... Yeah, six championship games. Perth has won four of them.
Nice.
Over the last 6 years, since 2010. Remember, there are only six teams, a low sample size, not a ton of games, and the best team, Canberra Cavalry, which, by the way, is a team that I picked, they ship players to the MLB. How many players from Perth have gone to the MLB? Granted, I think only one player from Canberra has gone there, but I'm just throwing that out there.
So I've been looking at the Australian Baseball League's Twitter. Perth has a verified Twitter account. Melbourne has a verified Twitter account. Adelaide has a verified Twitter account. And I am sorry if I am pronouncing any of these wrong. It seems like most teams have a verified Twitter account except for Brisbane, who won the championship last year.
Huh.
I don't know what Twitter's doing, but yeah, Brisbane Bandits is not a verified Twitter account, so we're going to make that one of our causes with this podcast, is to get the Brisbane Bandits verified on Twitter.
If anything comes out of this podcast, if anything
it's that we get
good.
A free hat.
Yeah, seriously.
We
like,
get a free hat,
I really
some
want
Vegemite, and the Brisbane
here.
Bandits get verified on Twitter.
We could, maybe, you know, they would offer us like a broadcasting contract.
No, they won't.
Our voices aren't good enough for that.
Oh, God.
I'm, like, kind of afraid to hear what I sound like on a recording, but whatever. Okay, so you talked about why you picked Perth.
Yeah, I'm going with Perth. I didn't realize they were this good. This is a nice, like, this is a nice surprise.
I don't think that you didn't realize that. I think you knew.
I think I knew at one point and then forgot.
Like the story.
But yeah, I like Perth. I like their I like their logo.
Got some red in it. Red's a cool color.
Yeah, powerful color.
I'll give
it's
you
a strong
that.
Color.
Yeah, you gotta like if you're a Cleveland fan too, you know.
Yeah, and I like the simplicity of it.
It is very simple. It kind of
yeah.
Looks
the Bandits
like...
have like a cowboy.
Yeah.
I'm sorry for the amount of trash I've talked about the Brisbane Bandits so far.
Whatever. Fuck them.
True. Yeah.
You know, I'm not going to lie. Like, when I look at Perth Heat's logo, it kind of makes me think of, like,
a hockey
clip
logo?
Art. Like
no.
Microsoft clip art.
Well, that's fine.
Dude.
That's fine. That's a fine logo. It looks like a hockey logo.
This is clip art.
I mean, it's simple. Yes.
Whatever.
Yeah. I don't know. That's fine.
Okay. My
team... So, Jackson,
team...
yeah, who'd you pick?
The team that I picked was the, I think you pronounce it Canberra Cavalry.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Canberra Cavalry has appeared in 2 championship games. They have won one of them.
This is where we have to search all the stats about the Australian Baseball League, because we just can't do it off the dome.
Now, the year that they lost, they were runners-up. Who did they lose? They lost to Perth.
Perth.
So we've got a cool little rivalry going on here.
That's fun.
So who'd have thought? You know, maybe God does exist. But here's the biggest reason why I picked Canberra Cavalry. For those of you that don't know, I am, and yes, I know that I will get booed for this, I am a New York Yankees fan.
Who's going to boo you?
Like, most fans of the MLB will boo me for that. Because, let's be honest.
We're not releasing this podcast in America.
Okay. Alright, sure, whatever. Well, for those in Australia that don't know, the Yankees are, like, notorious for being hated.
Australian iTunes?
Yeah, like, they're notorious for being hated by most American MLB fans. With good reason. They're a very good team historically.
They've purchased every player that they've ever had.
Hold on a second, okay. I will defend that. They've won 27 World Series titles. Most by a landslide of any team in the history of MLB.
Uh-huh.
I resent that fact that they buy their players. I will admit, the last decade was a bad decade. We bought a lot of players at the end of their... multiple baseball teams. A lot of players that were, like, kind of winding down their career, you know, like, getting injured all the time, old as fuck. It was bad. It was a bad time.
Yeah.
But they're reconstructing. You know, they got a young team coming back up. It's going to be, like, the early, you know, the mid-90s. Early 2000s Yankees.
Well, and that was another thing. Like, we live, being from Columbus, we have a minor league baseball team in Columbus that used to be the Yankees farm team.
Yeah, so that's another, that is a reason that I cite for liking the Yankees. The first time that I had gone to a Clippers game, they were still affiliated with the Yankees.
Yeah.
I was also a huge Derek Jeter fan who was homegrown and, you know, is going to be a Hall of Famer.
Yeah.
So... usually when I explain that to people, they're like, okay,
that's defensible.
Fine,
yeah.
Whatever, I'll give it to you. You're not a bandwagon. So I appreciate that. But here's the reason that the Yankees and Calgary are connected. Didi Gregorius.
You
Didi Gregorius I do. He's a remarkable human being. Didi Gregorius
is not a great baseball player. Oh, that's fine, I guess.
He's pretty good this year. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, how good do you think he's going to be coming in, taking Derek Jeter's spot? You know, the year after he graduates.
He's got a lot to live up to.
Yeah, like, those are big shoes to fill. First half of last season was really bad. Not a fan of Didi.
Yeah.
Second half, though, was, like, lights out. I mean, he was one of, like, our offensive, like, forerunners. And... for those of you that don't know, like, the Yankees, second half of the season last year, they started in first place ahead, like, 10 games, and blew it.
Abysmal.
It was awful. Toronto got David Price, they got Troy Tulowitzki, some like, big-name dudes trying to make a push for the playoffs. They won, like, 10, 11 games in a row.
Yeah.
And we lost, like, 10 or 11 games.
Yeah.
So they surpassed us. Didi was still performing very, very well. Didi is starting shortstop. He's hit 20 home runs this season so far. He's batting 270 something.
Uh-huh.
One point he was batting over 300, so he's dipped a little bit. But he did play for the Calgary in Australia. I think only for a season. But here's another remarkable thing about Didi. He has played in the an international, I guess they called it the World Baseball.
Yeah, the World
Cup.
Baseball. Yeah.
Yeah, his team, he played for the Netherlands, and they won. They the World Series.
I feel surprised by.
I guess. I don't know. Like, I don't know much about, like, international teams very well. But fun facts about Didi. When they won, I have his Wikipedia article pulled up. So, Gregorius played for the Dutch national baseball team in the 2011 Baseball World Cup. They defeated Cuba in the final.
Cuba.
And Cuba, like, that's not an easy team to beat.
No.
They got a lot of stars that come out of Cuba. The members of the team received the Order of Orange Nassau, 5th class. In layman's terms, that just straight up means that Didi Gregorius is a knight.
Yeah.
They knighted him for winning. After that, he didn't get to play any because he tore his UCL. So he missed 2013.
Oh, did he have, like, I didn't realize he had surgery for that.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, so, I mean, he was, like, 21 and he got knighted.
Yeah.
It was unbelievable. Now, so he has that already. He can speak four different languages. He can speak Dutch, this other language. I'm going to botch the pronunciation. Papiamentu, which is, like, a Caribbean language. English, obviously, and Spanish. When he was growing up, he played baseball, obviously. He started with T-ball. He also played basketball and soccer.
Uh-huh.
He played... Looks like he has a brother who pitched in the Italian baseball league. Like, this guy is just, like, a remarkable human.
That he, because he has a brother who's good at baseball? He does a lot of cool stuff. He can speak four languages,
play three different sports. He's a knight.
Yeah, that's pretty good, actually.
He started out with the Reds and then was a part of some kind of a three-way trade that took him to the Diamondbacks and then to the Yankees.
Yeah, that was a bad trade.
Yeah, he didn't do super hot with the Diamondbacks. So the Yankees picked him up because their star shortstop retired, and they got him for, it looks like, the Yankees. Okay, so yeah, they were part of a three-way trade with the Diamondbacks, the Tigers, and the Yankees. And they sent Shane Green to the Tigers. The Tigers sent Robbie Ray and Domingo Leyba to the Diamondbacks.
Robbie Ray is a good loss.
Yeah, and we got Gregorius for it. So it was like a little rotation there.
Yeah.
So that's why I'm picking Canberra. You know, I feel like I got some blood there, you know.
Yeah, skin of that game.
Being a DD fan. Also, their logo kind of looks like a college football team logo.
It does. It looks like Boise State's.
It, like, straight up is Boise State's logo, aside from, like, the blue. Actually, I'm going to do it side-by-side here.
Oh, no. They can't steal that. No, it's not the same.
Yeah, no, it's not, but it...
I guess how many ways can you draw a horse to make it look different?
To make it look formidable.
Yeah.
Let's be honest, like, horses aren't... They don't look scary.
Are you kidding? Horses are terrifying. I guess maybe in person because they're so big. Maybe it is different in a photo.
You're also afraid of birds.
Yeah.
So the things that you think are scary, I like don't really get. I still love you. Okay, so we picked our teams. We explained why. We even got a little rivalry going on here. You know,
yeah, this
Perth
is fun.
And Calgary, like. I'm pretty excited for this. Like, you know, they
keep
start...
saying, you know, you keep saying Calgary. That's in Canada. It's Canberra, the cavalry.
Ah, cavalry. Well,
facts bit. Yeah. So I hope we're right. I hope they actually have a rivalry. Mm-hmm. If not, we're never going to be welcome in Australia. We're just saying really dumb, incorrect things about their baseball teams.
And if I keep calling the team that I'm choosing to like the Calgary, they're probably definitely not going to give us a broadcasting contract.
So, we're going to have to put it in iTunes Canada.
Yeah. I don't know. We're Americans. We've got the American Baseball League here. It's hard to, you know, read correctly sometimes when you're so caught up with
our public school system isn't great.
Yeah, you know, I didn't major in English here, so...
I mean, I didn't either. I just work in a library.
Cool. So, yeah, like, they're going to start the season here in, like, a week or two?
A little bit, yeah. Probably a week or two from when this gets released.
Mm-hmm. And we get to watch the games for free. They stream them on YouTube.
I think I read that they have their own site now that they use.
Do they?
So.
Wonderful. I hope they have better, video. Than what
angles.
I was seeing last year. Yeah, because the way it was set up last year was like they had one camera, it looked like behind home plate.
Yeah.
But, you know, obviously the safety net is there and you have to like look through the safety net and it kind of makes it tough
to
see. And they have the camera in the outfield, like center field, watching pitchers.
Yeah.
So there's not really much going on. But
yeah. But I mean, realistically, it's baseball, which I will gladly take over. basketball, football. I'm going to try and get into hockey this year.
Yeah, you're doing a fantasy thing, aren't you?
Yeah.
You don't know what you're doing.
No, there's a guy in my league who keeps offering me trades and keeps telling me, like, dude, check out this trade. It's really good.
Stacks.
And I'm like, I can't tell.
It's stacks, right?
It's stacks.
Okay.
Is there anything else Australian you want to discuss until we start? Until they start?
How much of a risk do you think it is playing baseball in Australia when every animal is trying to kill you?
It's cobras everywhere.
Yeah, do you think that they have, like, poisonous snakes and insects just, like, making their way out on the field on a regular basis? How often do you think, like, in baseball, it's pretty common that, like pigeons.
A squirrel.
Or squirrels. Yeah. I've even seen cats, you know, going out on the field.
Okay.
Or, like, in the stands. You know, they're a nuisance, they get in the way. But in Australia, like, how often do you think, like, a koala bear gets out there?
Oh, never.
Or a kangaroo?
Never.
Really? You think so?
Yeah, that'd be like a deer coming onto the fields. Like, there's no way a deer is going to hop into, like, Great American Ballpark.
But have you seen their fields? They're, like, it's not Great American Ballpark over there. You know, it's like college stadium kind of thing.
That's true.
As far as I know, don't be offended, listeners. I still love the... this league a lot. I'm getting into this. Maybe it's my American ignorance talking, but I kind of really hope that kangaroos get onto the baseball field.
They just get on there and they're gonna like cause a rain delay. Oh
yeah, they
man.
Don't have rain delays there. They have kangaroo delays.
Listen, if you guys like really want to, you can create like a Kickstarter to fly us out to Australia so we like actually understand what is going on out there because. Man, we're idiots, and we're sorry.
That will really like help us.
We need to learn
make this podcast. You know,
yeah,
this is really for you guys. We don't do this for us; we do it for you. Cool. So, yeah, the fact that we don't know much about the Australian Baseball League yet, you know, makes it so that we don't really have a ton to talk about. And
league hasn't started yet.
Yeah, so like we've kind of like exhausted. You know, all of the topics for now.
Yeah.
We didn't clarify at the very beginning that, like, we are also going to be talking about the MLB some, because it is the postseason.
For most of these next few weeks.
Yeah, it is the postseason, you know, and I'm sure in the Australian Baseball League, like, those players are watching the MLB. And we're going to have awards coming up here pretty soon, you know, like MVP, Rookie of the Year, Cy Young. Yeah. Like, there's, like, important things happening over here on the other side of... I guess we wouldn't really call it the pond because it's not the Atlantic Ocean, but...
The lake, because it's way bigger than the Atlantic Ocean.
Sure, yeah.
Or just the ocean, because the ocean is way bigger.
So, we're going to spend the next time here, you know, picking our favorite World Series teams that we think are going to make it there and win.
Yeah.
And we're going to talk about, like, our awards, you know, MVPs, yeah. Cy Youngs, Rookie of the Year. We're going to pick our favorites for that, too, and kind of give reasons why.
Yeah. So sorry our Australian Baseball League podcast isn't really about Australia right now, but
it'll get better.
Wait till your season starts. We'll get there.
Just bear with us. This is seriously, like, we would so much rather be talking about baseball than football. So,
yeah.
I mean, we live in Columbus, Ohio, which is notorious for having the best football fans in the world because of the Ohio State Buckeyes, and that's kind of, like, what makes it suck so much.
Because you can't park anywhere
on
Saturdays.
It's miserable. Like, we have like football fans just casually parking in our parking lot sometimes.
Uh-huh.
It sucks.
We live, how far away is the stadium from us? Like a mile and a half?
Yeah, probably like a mile and a half.
Yeah, so
it's not far.
The football stadium is maybe 2 miles away from us right now. I cannot use data on my phone because there are so many people there swamping our cell towers.
It sucks.
Yeah.
It's literally the worst.
But speaking of our teams, like, playing for a while now, both my AL team, being the Cleveland Indians, and my NL team, the Cubs, are going to the postseason.
That's pretty good for you.
It's a good year for me.
I wasn't so lucky.
I don't really think that Cleveland's going to make it out of the division series. I hope they do, but I don't really think that's going to happen. But I think the Cubs have a very good shot of winning it all this year. Mm-hmm. I mean, they got Epstein, Bryant, Rizzo. Lester's mm-hmm. having an incredible year. I don't know. I just don't foresee many teams being able to beat the Cubs
mm-hmm.
for a series. I don't know. I think they have it. I think Bryant is the MVP candidate to beat.
Mm-hmm.
I think.
Well, let's hold off on like the awards and just talk about World Series right now.
Okay.
So teams for the AL right now that are in contention are the Red Sox, the Blue Jays, the Orioles, Indians, and the Rangers. Am I missing anybody?
No, I believe that is correct.
Okay. And for the NL, Cubs, Dodgers, Nationals.
Giants are on the outside. Giants are close.
Are they? Let me look at the wild cards really quick. Yeah, I just don't know the National League.
The Cubs, Dodgers, and Nats have all clinched.
Yes. Giants and Mets.
Giants
have
and Mets.
The wild card spots. That's right. Currently. St. Louis is one game behind San Francisco right now, but with two games left.
And also, fuck the Cardinals.
Yeah. Nobody likes the Cardinals.
The Cardinals are like the Yankees of the Midwest.
Kind of, yeah. But they don't buy players.
Yeah, like, they're just the very good. Yeah. Yeah.
Like, their players are consistently, like, we don't really know them, but they're always managing to, like, kind of come out of nowhere and
yeah.
take World Series
yeah.
titles. You know, so it's something. But, yeah, so for AL, this is, like, a really hard thing to, like, I don't know, choose. I don't know. Because all of these teams are pretty... I don't think it's going to be the Orioles. I'm going to throw them out.
No, right the now. Orioles have no one to pitch for them.
Yeah, no. Definitely not the Orioles.
Except for Zach Britton, Cy Young, reliever.
Yeah, man.
I think it's going to be Red Sox-Cubs in the series. Cubs. Yeah. Which is like Theo Epstein's... It's going to be like a little Theo yeah. Epstein circus.
You're saying Red Sox-Cubs.
Yeah.
I think National League-Cubs. They will be there.
Uh-huh.
They are untouchable. They are the only team with over 100 wins.
They're so good.
Right? They are unbelievable. They are like 40 some games above 500.
Yeah.
It's remarkable. Yeah. So I'm cheering for them. Part of me is like, how have the Red Sox and the Blue Jays matched up this year? I feel like they've been back and forth.
They were back and forth, but the Red Sox have really turned it on recently. They've been really picking up steam. I think the Blue Jays, as far as I know, have been losing a lot of it.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
The Orioles, I don't know who is pitching for the Orioles, who's ever pitched
Wade
a
Miley.
Baseball game. Wade Miley is pitching for the Orioles.
I mean, Tillman is good.
Tillman is all right. He's having a good year. I don't think he's a good pitcher.
Well,
Zach Britton is great.
What is Tillman's stat line?
Career, he's like a maybe third or fourth guy.
All right, let me take a look here.
The Rangers, I think, have a negative run differential somehow.
We can talk about that.
I don't want to talk about the Rangers.
That wow, Chris Tillman, yeah, that's surprising to me. His MLB career stats, he has a lot of wins, 72, 48 losses, but his career ERA is 4.13.
Yeah.
With a 1.3 whip.
Yeah. He's not great.
This year, he's 16-6 with 3.77 ERA, which inflated quite a bit in the second half of the season.
Yeah.
He was on the DL for a while there.
Yeah.
And I think it kind of started going downhill when he came back.
Yeah.
But for the first half of the season,
he was
below
really
three.
Liked out for a while.
Yeah, he had below a sub-3 or a 2-ish ERA somewhere in there. Pretty low whip. So I don't really know what happened. Maybe, you know, just like regressing to the mean.
Yeah, I think he's just evening out. Mm-hmm. The Orioles get so much run support.
It's true.
Even funny.
They got a lot of, I think they have the most home runs.
Yes.
Per team.
Yes.
They got Trumbo, they got Chris Davis, they got Machado.
Machado.
Shoop.
Yes.
Yeah. Pretty decent number of home runs.
Yeah.
I mean, Mark Trumbo is leading the league in home runs.
Yeah, which is weird.
He could hit 50. He's at 47 right now.
Yeah, I can see him do it.
He could do it. I mean, if he's got time, you know,
he's got the postseason. Yeah.
They got to beat Blue Jays in a wild card, which I don't really know if that's going to happen, but we'll see.
Yeah.
You know, I think that I'm gonna. I like the Indians because, you know, like the Cavs, they broke the curse. You know, the Indians were like the team to cheer for.
Yeah.
I think with their starting pitching staff crumbling due to injuries.
You don't say crumbling, it hurts.
I'm sorry, but the injuries, man, like they're literally crumbling.
Yeah.
Carrasco's hand.
Salazar's arm.
Yeah.
Kluber's groin, maybe?
Really? I didn't see that.
He got pulled from his last game, man, and I think he's still day-to-day.
So, like, they've got Tomlin and Bauer, who, like, for most of their career have been very average.
Yeah.
Tomlin has kind of picked it up recently.
Bauer outage.
Yeah. Bauer outage, you know, like, they're going to have to really kick it into gear in the postseason if they're going to have a chance here.
Yeah.
Clevinger, you know, he's a rookie. He's young. He doesn't have the experience. Like, I rarely ever see...
Nothing.
Michael Fulmer is the only rookie pitcher I've seen to actually, like, be lights out.
Well, and it's the sustainability, too, because a lot of rookies come up and they pitch really well for a couple games because no one's seen their stuff, and then they just kind of disappear. They get figured out.
Yeah. You know? Luis Severino had that problem. Dylan Bundy had that problem.
Who's that? Tyler Skaggs for the Angels.
Yeah.
He came back after surgery and had like two lights out games.
Mm-hmm.
And then has just regressed.
Yeah. Young pitching is hit or miss.
Yeah. It's tricky. Rough.
For that reason, I don't know if the Indians, like, their offense is incredible, but I don't know if their offense can make up for the lack of pitching.
I mean, win games with pitching. You win the series with pitching. So.
Yeah. And, you know, it's kind of like a similar problem with the Rangers. They've got Yu Darvish, who's a good pitcher.
Who is made of glass.
Yeah. He gets injured quite a bit. I don't think he's currently injured right now.
No, he's fine.
Okay. Who else do they have?
Colby Lewis, who's having an incredible season.
He almost pitched a perfect game.
Yeah.
This year. He got to, like, the eighth or ninth inning.
Got to the ninth inning. He was, like, three outs away. He
gave up some bullshit hit.
Yeah.
That, like, should have been an out or something. Yeah. I don't really remember.
It was the same as, who's it, Matt Moore? Who pitched?
Yeah,
he was, like, one out away for a perfect game?
Yeah, you know, pitchers, you know, a blind squirrel finds a nut every once in a while.
Oh.
I don't think Matt Moore, like...
Yeah, I don't think Matt Moore is...
Yeah, like, he almost had a perfect game, but it's Matt Moore.
It's Matt Moore.
That's not going to happen.
Yeah.
On a normal basis.
No.
On a regular basis. Even, like, Colby Lewis, like, is a pretty average pitcher.
Yeah, he's been career, like, maybe high threes ERA.
Yeah, I'm going to look him up really fast here. Colby Lewis...
Someone hammering upstairs? We're recording this in our basement right now, and someone is currently hammering something upstairs.
Yeah. Colby Lewis.
Oh, you know, yikes.
Career 77-71 win-loss record, which, you know, is about as average as you can get. ERA 4.73.
Yeesh.
Not very good. Pretty inflated whip. I don't want to say it's terrible, but it's not good. It's 1.35. However, this year, he is 6-4 with a 3.93 ERA. Granted, that's only over 110 innings.
Yeah, he got real hurt, like, midseason.
Mm-hmm. 70 strikeouts on the season. Not...
Well, his game that was either a no-hitter or a perfect game, I think he struck out two.
Did he?
Yeah, which that is just, like, you just have a great defense at that point.
Yeah.
Like, that's just you're inducing weak contact, which is fine.
I mean, some pitchers thrive off of that, you know.
CC's resurgence.
Yeah, throwing a lot of cutters to the righties,
sliders
to the lefties. I think that's what he's doing. I could have that flopped. But, I mean, when you get old, Colby Lewis, 37.
Jump.
You got to start reanimating yourself. You're not going to throw 95, 96 anymore.
Yeah.
So,
I don't know
any other, like, AJ Griffin.
He's not good.
He was a prospect at one point, I thought.
Yeah.
And he had a good start to the season, but just,
I don't know what happened.
You know, he just, like, kind of freaked out again. He got injured, he came back, and it just wasn't the same.
Yeah.
So their pitching staff, you know, I don't know if they can really muster it.
Yeah.
In the postseason.
And, I mean, they've been playing so many close games. Like I said, I think their run differential is, like, not much. Yeah. Which means every game is close, or they're getting, like, they're just, like, blowing teams out of the water.
Yeah.
I don't know.
So, yeah, I mean, they got a great... Hammering.
It's like a nail gun going on up there.
I think they're putting pictures on the walls or something. Like, I don't know. Just block it out. It won't be this way forever. You won't be hearing this the next podcast, I promise. Yeah, where were we? Rangers. They've got the offense. But
yeah. You want to talk about the NL now?
Yeah, we gotta get Cubs.
I don't know anything. I know Rich Hill is very good for the Dodgers.
Hopefully he doesn't get a blister.
Hopefully he doesn't get like a huge blister.
Talk about a man made of glass.
Yeah.
That dude was on the DL for like several, like
weeks,
multiple weeks because of a blister.
But they got Kershaw. Yeah. And then Maeda is very good. Mm-hmm. Corey Seager should just get the Rookie of the Year, like no questions asked.
For the NL, probably, yeah.
Yeah. I don't know anything about the Giants. The Mets are crumbling.
Mm-hmm. They have lost...
DeGrom.
Jacob DeGrom.
My baby bird, Steven Matz.
Baby bird, Steven Matz. Harvey.
Harvey?
Not Harvey Dent.
Matt Harvey.
Was he just playing through an injury at the beginning of this season?
Yeah, he was. He was going through a back injury stuff. Bartolo!
Good old Bartolo Colon!
I think is his ERA still under 3?
It's not under 3, it's under 4. But he's also like 43, right? Or 42.
43 or 42. Does he have a 3.11 ERA? If he does, that rules. 3.42 ERA. But that was because...
Oh, look,
they're playing a couple weeks ago, he gave up 7 earned runs in 2.1 innings. Mm-hmm. So...
They're playing
that's
right
not
now.
Great. But he's having an incredible game, like, as we speak. 3 innings pitched, no hits, no walks, 5 strikeouts.
What the fuck? Like, who is... This man is...
He strikes
like...
out, like, 5 people every 9 innings, yeah. So...
He's 43 years old. You know, this guy hit a home run.
Did you know he doesn't pitch bullpens?
Yeah, like he doesn't warm up. He just goes.
He just goes. Which is incredible.
And like what I said just a second ago, this guy hit a home run this year.
He's very good. He also walked his first career walk.
Really?
I watched that happen.
That's less remarkable, but he also
like he's an enjoyable teammate too.
Probably, yeah. He's not retiring this year.
He says he wants to come back.
He's coming back.
Yeah.
And he's under his career stat line right now.
Yeah.
He has a 3.42 ERA on the, you know, if you don't include today's game. Currently in the game that he's playing. The fact that he's pitching a scoreless game right now over 3 innings has brought his ERA down to a 3.37. But his career is 3.9 something. You know?
Yeah.
Like, career-wise, like, good pitcher, not yeah. great, but good.
He's the one. He's the one to ring. Not,
yeah, he's not a strikeout kind of pitcher, but he's pitched over almost 3,200 innings.
Yeah.
He has won a ring, right?
Yeah, with the White Sox.
The White Sox. He has 232 wins.
It's very good.
It's a lot of wins. Mm-hmm. He's up there with CeCe.
And he throws. I don't know if he throws junk. He throws pretty much exclusively fastballs.
Yeah.
But
doesn't throw junk. So they got that going for him.
Yeah.
And they brought up these two dudes, Lugo and
Gazelman,
who yeah. are doing very well.
Yeah.
The Mets youth pitching staff is pretty unbelievable.
Mets might pitch out of the bullpen, I think.
Really?
Yeah. No. Okay. I don't know. I like the Mets. I don't think they're gonna unseat the Cubs. If anyone's gonna do it, it's gonna be the Dodgers. But I don't think
it's not. No.
Yeah.
Here's the thing with the Cubs. Unstoppable offense and a pretty unstoppable pitching staff.
It's just a lock for the Cubs this year.
Yeah, like they've got on both fronts, defense and offense, like it's just that's why they have 100 wins.
Yeah.
100 some wins. It's going to be the Cubs. I think they're going to win everything this year.
Yeah.
To be honest. If I were to pick, I would say it's going to be Cubs Red Sox. But here's what I'm hoping for. I'm hoping the Indians prove me wrong.
I would like to see that. I'd like to see another Cleveland championship, but...
What would be incredible is an Indians-Cubs World Series.
I couldn't deal with it. I would just...
But two teams that have gone so long
yeah.
without any kind of, you know, World Series title.
Yeah.
Cubs way longer.
Yeah. I think I would just collapse. It would crumble.
Mm-hmm. Cool. So we're saying Red Sox, Cubs. Cubs win.
Yeah. Okay. Maybe one day we'll be able to make these kind of predictions about the Australian Baseball League.
Maybe.
Which is what this podcast is about.
Whoops. After we spent 20 minutes not talking about the Australian Baseball League. Sorry,
oh,
guys.
My dude, we've spent like 40 minutes not talking about the Australian Baseball League.
Let's see, how long have we been recording? We've hit 54 minutes, so we, you know, maybe try to make this like an hour-long podcast. So we should talk about Cy Young.
I think they should give it to Jose Fernandez.
Jose Fernandez.
They could just name an award after him.
You know, they probably will.
Yeah. There was a really, really beautiful article written on it by Meg Rowler for Baseball Prospectus.
Okay.
It's a really, really good article.
Mm-hmm. That's cool.
Yeah. It's about his life and what he kind of meant
yeah.
for that city and, like,
yeah.
Cuban Americans in mm-hmm. the States.
Yeah. So. I mean, he, unbelievable, remarkable player, remarkable person.
Yeah. Seemed his, like a good guy to be around.
Yeah. His stats on the season until he passed away, he had a 2.86 ERA, a 16-8 win-loss record. 253 strikeouts.
Yeah.
On the season. He's averaging almost, you know, 8 to 10 strikeouts per game.
Yeah.
And was still able to get quality starts, like, to last long enough to get quality starts.
Yeah.
And that's a team that, like, isn't giving him run support.
Yeah. He's, like, he's got the same problem Tehran has.
Yeah.
So name an award after him. I don't know. If not the Cy Young, then, I mean, like, give him the Cy Young.
Yeah. Yeah.
But... like a Roberto Clemente style award as well would be great.
Mm-hmm. I agree. The players up for grabs are Max Scherzer from the Nationals, Jake Arrieta as a Cub, Madison Bumgarner a Giant, John Lester a Cub, Kyle Hendricks a Cub, Clayton Kershaw a Dodger, Noah Syndergaard a Met, and obviously Jose Fernandez a Marlin. Two Cubs.
Three Cubs.
Three Cubs in there. Just goes to show how much faith we have in them winning the World Series.
Yeah.
I think you just persuaded me on Jose Fernandez, actually. Originally, I was going to say Clayton Kershaw, but I'm cheering for Jose.
Yeah, I'd like to see him get it.
If it's not Jose, I think it'll probably be Clayton Kershaw.
Yeah.
Or Madison Bumgarner. But Clayton Kershaw, even with the injury...
I think has the highest WAR of pitchers
still,
right now.
Yeah, still has an unbelievable stat line.
Yeah.
He has an ERA under 2.
Yeah.
Right? A 12-3 record, a 1.65 ERA.
That's very good.
And let me just take a quick peek at the strikeouts, which he's always been a high strikeout pitcher. 168 in 142 innings. That's pretty good.
Yeah.
That's really good.
That's very
Anytime
good.
Anytime that you have more strikeouts than innings pitched, that means you're a strikeout pitcher.
That's a baseball rule.
Yeah. Like, that's, I mean, if you're getting a strikeout per inning and you go six innings, that's six strikeouts a game. Like,
that's pretty good.
And you're probably going longer than six innings at, you know.
Yeah.
And there are going to be games where you have more. I think Jose, if not Jose, Clayton. That brings us to the AL. Kind of rough.
Yeah, AL not great. Maybe Kluber?
Yeah. Dude, look who's in contention. Ja Happ is in contention for a Cy Young. I didn't know.
God.
Oh my god.
Just
unbelievable.
I don't know. I think they should just junk a starting AL Cy Young winner this year and give it to Zach Britton. He's very good. I like him a lot.
Okay, so
I'm
gonna name off the contenders for this. Cole Hamels for the Rangers.
Rangers.
Yeah. Chris Sale is a White Sox. Corey Kluber is an Indian. Aaron Sanchez is a Blue Jay. J.A. Happ is a Blue Jay. Rick Porcello is a Red Sox. Justin Verlander, a Tiger, right?
Yeah.
And Zach Britton is an Oriole.
An Oriole reliever.
The only relief pitcher in contention for Cy Young right now.
Yeah.
Here is how bad AL Cy Young is right now. I forgot Justin Verlander even existed.
Oh, no, he's very good. He sent out a tweet and then said he was going to be very good, and now he's very good.
Good for him.
Twitter predicted it.
Good for him. Cole Hamels, he's a pretty good pitcher.
Yeah.
Chris Sale, I think, is the one.
Sale's going to get it?
Maybe. I have a hard time seeing a relief pitcher getting a Cy Young award.
I would like to see it, but... also.
Unless I just haven't... Unless Sale has just completely...
Is he just, like, shit the bed?
Yeah, like, did he just, like, start to slow down a lot? Because, like, when he started the season, I mean, he was the first to, like, 10 wins with no losses, right?
Yeah.
Something like that. A lot of strikeouts. Let's take a look here.
A lot of jerseys cut up.
A lot of jerseys cut up. I really like that about him, actually.
Stick it to the man. That he's a jerk?
Stick it to the man. That was really fucking funny. You have to admit, that was so funny. It was just, it was so bizarre. Okay, Chris Sale's ERA this season is a 3.21. His career is a 2.97. But he has 221 innings pitched, 227 strikeouts.
Yeah.
Pretty good.
That's pretty good.
When I'm looking at it, though, I'm thinking maybe, I don't know, of the starting pitchers, I think that he has the best chance. Maybe Aaron Sanchez.
Aaron Sanchez was cool. I don't know. If you're going to give it to a starter, Kluber started rough, but I don't know. Home team, give it to Kluber. I don't know. I like him.
Yeah, maybe.
But really, just give it to Zach Britton and do something cool.
Yeah, I'm just going to, you know, I'm going to be honest. I'm not going to choose my favorite to win a AL Cy Young. I just, no. You know. Give it to Zach Britton.
Yeah.
Cool. Okay, so for the NL, we're picking Jose. I'm picking Clayton Kershaw as the second.
Yeah.
Second front runner. AL, there's like three different pitchers that we could say, like, maybe.
Kind of deserve it, I guess.
So we're going to leave it at that.
Yeah.
Now, that brings us to the Rookie of the Year. And I'm very excited to talk about Rookie of the Year.
Because you love Gary Sanchez.
I know you know what. Gary fucking Sanchez.
GFS.
Jesus Christ. Unbelievable. Let's start with the NL.
It's Corey Seager and everyone else. That's the end of the conversation. Like who else? That's it. It's Corey Seager.
You don't think Trevor Story?
No, it's Corey Seager.
But look at how many home runs Trevor Story has.
But look at how good Corey Seager has been at everything. It's Corey Seager. I don't even want to talk about this anymore. It's Corey Seager.
Hold on. I gotta do some like compare contrast here. Okay, I'm pulling up Corey Seager.
Oh, wait.
Jesus Christ! Okay, hold on. Trevor Story.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, not an average hitter guy, you know, like, before he, you know, hurt his thumb, he was batting, like, what, 270? Something?
Uh-huh.
272 and 372 at-bats.
Trevor Story, the front runner of the National League Rookie of the Year, placed on the 15-day
DL
with a thumb injury. He said he will have surgery. He expects to be
close that window.
He's the front runner right now. See,
he was the front runner when he had surgery like a month ago. And Corey Seager is very good at baseball.
Okay. He is very very good at baseball. But just think about it this way: if Trevor Story, when did he go on the DL?
Like over a month ago.
Okay, so that was. Like late August, we're gonna say late August.
Yeah,
if he had not gone on the DL,
but you can't extrapolate
if
like that.
He had
you
not,
you can't extrapolate.
Mix if he had not gone on the DL based off of his trajectory and the way he had been playing for the entire season up to that point, 30 plus home runs, hands down. I think he would have come close to 100 RBIs or broken it. Would have had more doubles. I would say probably hits 30 doubles at least. Runs scored. I don't know if he'd get to 100, but he's at 67 right now in 372 at-bats. The only reason I think that you bring him into question would be his average.
But you can't trade, like... Are you actually saying they should give Rookie of the Year to Trevor Story?
I am saying that Corey Seager has his work cut out for him.
No way! You can't trade, like, the reality of Corey Seager for the possibility of Trevor Story and the trajectory of Trevor Story.
Well, we're using that kind of logic when we're thinking about Gary Sanchez, in some ways.
Yeah, but Gary Sanchez would also have hit 500 home runs in, like, two seasons, so...
Not true, but...
That first week.
Okay, Trevor Story is the guy that was on pace to hit over 200 home runs in the regular season for, like, the first two or three weeks. Like, the first two or three weeks of the season. Granted, like, yeah, okay, hot start.
Yeah.
And he slowed down. You know, he, like, regressed to the mean, for sure. But what the fuck? Like, he broke records when he came onto the scene. And that was, he was not supposed to be here. It was supposed to be Jose Reyes before Jose Reyes really fucked up.
Yeah. The terrible dude.
Yeah, just like a bad human.
Shit, dude.
Like, Trevor Story is, like, miles better than Jose Reyes in many ways.
Yeah.
as a person and a player.
Yeah.
Well, you know, Jose Reyes has nothing on him. But, I don't know, man. I think I'm going to go Trevor Story.
It's Corey Seager.
If I'm wrong.
If you want to make a bet right now, I will publish this podcast and we will have audio history so that when Corey Seager wins Rookie of the Year, you will owe me. Do you want to do that?
I don't want to owe you anything. What would I owe you?
It's $10. Like a six pack.
How about this? If Corey Seager wins Rookie of the Year, I will buy you a Dodgers hat.
I don't want a Dodgers hat.
I will buy you a Dodgers hat.
I don't want a Dodgers
hat. And if Trevor Story wins Rookie of the Year, you will buy me a Rockies hat.
You don't want a Rockies hat.
I kind of do want a Rockies hat.
If I were going to
choose a National League team to like, I would choose the Rockies.
That's gross.
I don't know why. They're a likable team. I like them.
That's gross. I'll buy you a Dodgers hat. You can buy me a six-pack.
You mean you'll buy me a Rockies hat?
I'll buy you, yeah.
Okay, that's a fair trade.
Okay. So when this gets published,
I want a snapback.
All right. I guess at the end of the season, I'll have another six-pack, which is nice.
You still won't have a hat. I'm going to buy you the shittiest beer possible.
That's what I like, my dude.
Fuck, I'm going to buy you the nicest beer possible.
All right.
Okay, there's no winning here. It's going to be Trevor Story. I want to watch this little thing, this video here.
Cut this audio
down for the season. How does it impact that rookie race?
Well, it impacts a lot. As you know, Lindsay, I picked him to win Rookie of the Year. I just lost, and that means Corey Seager is going to win it. I think he would have anyway, but Story had 27 home runs. He was soon going to be the first rookie shortstop to ever hit 30 home runs in a season.
Professionals are stupid anyways. they've been wrong about so many things. They were wrong about Zach Greinke.
That's true.
This year. They were wrong about David Price. They were wrong about Bryce Harper. I'm still bitter because Bryce Harper was on my fantasy team. Jesus Christ. Bryce Harper sucks.
You know who else sucks? Mike Trout.
Not true.
Mike Trout doesn't suck. He's boring. Mike Trout is about as boring as Bryce Harper
is. We are going to save the Mike Trout discussion for the end. We still have to talk about the American League Rookie of the Year's.
Fuck.
We also have reached 1 hour and 10 minutes. This is, like, remarkable.
Jesus, dude.
Not every episode is going to be like this, but, you know, for the pilot, it's just a test run. Okay, so here, I'm going to...
It's also not about Australian baseball.
Didi Gregorius. Okay, here are the AL Rookie of the Year contenders. Dylan Bundy for the Orioles. Chesler Cuthbert for the Royals. Michael Fulmer for the Tigers.
Yeah.
Nomar Mazara for the Rangers. Tyler Naquin for the Indians. Gary Sanchez for the Yankees. Gary fucking Sanchez.
I take back everything I said about projection. I think Gary Sanchez should win because he's very fun. I think Michael Fulmer will win because he's actually good.
Are you suggesting that Gary Sanchez is not
good? Has been good for an entire season, I guess. I think Gary Sanchez is very good and will continue to be very good. I think Fulmer has proven it. Is Sanchez still going to have rookie status next year? He's just winning next year.
I don't think he will. 198 at-bats.
Yep.
Yeah, he has definitely surpassed the mark by a long shot. But in those 198 at-bats, granted, he has kind of slowed down on the average.
Yeah.
You know, for the first, like, month, he was batting, like, 350.
But he hits a lot of home runs.
He has hit...
a lot of home runs.
He has hit 20 home runs in 200 at-bats.
Yeah. That's gross.
That's on pace for 60.
Yeah.
Roughly.
That's very good.
Here's the remarkable thing about it. His stat line, the second half of the season as a professional, has blown his stat line in the first half of the season as a minor leaguer out of the water. In the minor leagues, he was batting 270.
Yeah, he like reversed. He should have been doing this in the minors, like, and then getting called up to the majors and doing
okay.
Worse. Yeah.
Yeah, like 270, 16, like maybe 13 or 16 home runs. Yeah. It's like the major league level like isn't even, it's like a step under AAA for him.
Yeah.
So that makes me skeptical of him moving forward. But he has the numbers.
Yeah. I think he's going to be good next year.
I think he will absolutely be very good next
year. I think I would be perfectly fine if he won it this year. I think it's going to be Fulmer, but I'd be fine with Sanchez winning it.
Hold on a second. Let me take a look here. Okay. I know that Michael Fulmer has had a remarkable season as a rookie. I'm aware. I'm fully aware. Okay, so... 11-7... 306 ERA, 159 innings pitched, 132 strikeouts. It 112 WHIP. He's a great pitcher, but
is he better than Gary Sanchez?
As a pitcher, yeah.
He's a better pitcher than Gary Sanchez.
But here's the thing. He has not. When was he the talk of the MLB? I have not heard people talking about him nearly as much as they have talked about Gary Sanchez.
Yeah, but home runs are more exciting. I don't know. And Gary Sanchez goes out and does that every night. Fulmer has to... He does it like once, maybe twice a week.
Yeah. I don't know. The fact that a rookie who came up the second half of the season has won a Rookie of the Year award before makes me think that Gary Sanchez is going to give Michael Fulmer a run for his money.
Yeah.
And that's not just from like my bias perspective.
Yeah, I'd be fine with that.
That's like, I think everybody is saying that.
Yeah.
Do I think Michael Fulmer will win it? You know, honestly, I think it's 50-50. I think they both equally have a solid opportunity, a solid chance to actually win it. But I'm voting for Gary Sanchez.
Yeah.
So.
I like Sanchez. I don't know. That undoes my entire story argument, but.
Yep.
Whatever. You want to talk about MVP and then shut this down?
Yes. We have been going for like almost an hour and a half.
I mean.
Hour 17.
There'll be a pretty decent amount that I was able to cut out. Like dead air and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Like this,
like
right now.
The 10 seconds of not talking.
Googling things.
this has been a very long podcast. That's okay, though. MVP. Well, I can tell you who it's not going to be. Bryce Harper.
I can tell you who it will be. Chris Bryant.
Yeah. I'm going to be honest. Chris Bryant, I think, will be the NL.
Yeah.
Rookie of the Year. I'm not even going to... Not Rookie of the Year. MVP.
MVP.
I'm not even going to continue the discussion on that. It's Chris Bryant. He's unbelievable. Has he hit 40 home runs yet?
I don't think so. He's up there.
Let's see. I'm just going to read his stats off, too. Boy, I wish there was a hyperlink on this page that I could just click on his name and show me the stats.
Hyperlink text protocol?
Yeah. Okay, Chris Bryant. This season, Chris Bryant is batting .293 with 39 home runs, 102 RBIs, 8 stolen bases, and a .944 OPS.
That OPS is very good.
And he's 24.
Yeah.
Last year, he hit 26 home runs, and he came up the second half of the season.
Yeah, he's very good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Chris Bryant.
Give it to Chris Bryant. I don't want to talk about anyone else. I don't care about anyone else in the NL.
Yeah.
I don't care AL. About Nolan Arenado.
AL. This is a harder choice, I think, actually.
Yeah.
We have Jose Altuve, Mike Trout, Josh Donaldson, Mookie Betts, Manny Machado, Robinson Cano, David Ortiz. Which, holy shit, David Ortiz even being an option.
Yeah, is pretty incredible.
Unbelievable.
I, personally, I would like to see it go to Betts, because I think he's an incredible defender.
He is.
I think he's really fun to watch.
He's a very fun
I think, person. I don't know, I like him a lot. I think it will go to Donaldson.
I don't like Josh Donaldson.
I don't think anybody likes Josh Donaldson, but he's very good at baseball.
But Mookie Betts. Do you know he's also like a professional bowler?
Yeah, he's a very good bowler. So he could be the most valuable baseball player and the most valuable bowler.
Yeah, okay, so Mookie Betts hit 31 home runs. He's batting 316 or 311, something like that. 106 RBIs, I think. More than 100, at least.
Yeah. He's very good.
8 stolen bases, which is kind of surprising to me that there wasn't more. He's pretty fast.
He's fast.
David Ortiz, did you know he stole a base this year?
He did steal. I thought he stole 2 bases.
I mean, even stealing one.
Even, yeah.
Like, he has stolen 2 bases. Yeah.
Yeah.
316 batting average, 38 home runs, 127 RBIs. That's... I'm cheering for David Ortiz.
I don't think he's going to win. I think he'll get some outside votes just because that'll be nice to see him up there.
Mm-hmm. He has a better stat line than Donaldson does. Donaldson's batting 286. He's got 37 home runs. That's one more than Ortiz.
Yeah.
99 RBIs, 7 stolen bases, a 962 OPS. David Ortiz has 20...
Got a lot more RBIs, but...
Yeah, he's got 20 or 30 points higher on the batting average. They're neck and neck in home runs. He's got 28 more RBIs, and his OPS is...
Yeah.
I mean, there's a 1 in There's a 1 point something.
It's like, a 1
that's
something.
That's unbelievable. Betts... I don't know what his OPS is.
That's a very good point.
Yeah. I'm saying David Ortiz, American League MVP.
No.
I'm saying David Ortiz, no. American League MVP.
No. No way. I like Mookie Betts.
You want to make a bet on it?
I will bet that it won't be David Ortiz. I don't want to pick anyone. I'll bet that it won't be David Ortiz.
Well, when I'm right, I don't want a Red Sox hat, because fuck the Red Sox.
That's something we can agree on.
Jose Altuve was like the other guy that I think everybody was really into. He's batting 337, 24 home runs, 96 RBIs, 28 stolen bases. If anything, I think the stolen bases, the home runs, the average, those things really put him on.
Yeah.
Because those, like, the home runs and the average, I guess he was always kind of an average hitter, but the home runs really.
Yeah. He really
was unexpected.
Up his power this year.
PEDs anymore?
No.
We'll see. I'm saying David Ortiz.
I don't even know if I want to talk about it, but I feel so bored by Mike Trout. I don't know. He's good. He's so boring. He's too good.
Help
me
understand what boring means.
Yeah. He's too good. So, have you ever played a Fire Emblem game?
No.
So, in Fire Emblem, they give you... It's like a unit-based RPG. And at the start of the game, they always give you one unit who's really, really good. But, it kind of sucks to use him because he's just, like, too good. And it's, like, boring. Like, I would rather have, like, an exciting game played with, like, my units that are actually being challenged than this super good unit.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I feel about Mike Trout. Like, he's just, like... He's just good at everything. Like, I don't need to... I'm not surprised by him. I'm not really impressed because he's just incredible every year. I don't know.
So you're just mad that he's good.
I'm mad that he's good. I'm bored. I'm bored by him. I'm bored by Mike Trout. Try and make Mike Trout not boring. You can't.
Should make hats about it.
Like make Mike Trout boring, please. Make Trout boring, please.
No, like, make Trout fun again.
Make Trout... He was never fun!
What are you talking about? Okay, Mike Trout is an incredible human being. Like, on and off the field. Did you know that? Did you know that he is, like, probably one of, if not, like, the nicest guys you'll ever meet? He loves fans. He, like, loves the fans. He treats them like their best friends. He is, like, little kids' idols. Like, they love Mike Trout. He, I saw this. This was not... Not this year, but a different season. He accidentally, like, you know, threw a bat, like, on accident because, you know, like, they swing really hard and they let go sometimes.
Uh-huh.
Went into the stands, accidentally hit a kid. Didn't hurt him, like, super bad. But, I mean, he got hit by a bat by Mike Trout. Mike Trout's not, like, a weak individual.
No.
Mike Trout felt so bad that, I mean, they like, had the camera on his face and he just looked horrified at what just happened. He felt so bad. He walked over, let the kid keep his bat, signed it, I think, gave him his cleats, gave him his batting gloves. What?
Yeah.
That's the sweetest thing. How can you say that he's boring?
I don't know. I just feel so bored. Maybe I'm just bored by the Angels in general. Because they're not good.
I mean, he is the face of the Angels. He's the only thing worth watching on the Angels.
Yeah.
This year, I don't think he deserves the MVP. He doesn't really have... There are people with better numbers in contention.
Yeah.
I don't think he'll win it. His home runs are way down from last season. Last season, he had like 40-something, 47.
He's only hit 25 this year?
29.
Ooh.
So, you know... Not boring. I would love to hit 29 home runs.
Did you see Tim Tebow hit a home run in his first at bat?
I don't want to talk about this.
Do you want to bring it back full circle? And did you hear Tim Tebow might go to Australia?
You're joking.
I'm not joking. He might go play in Australia.
Okay, well, maybe we should cut it off here, and we should make that a topic of discussion for our next
podcast. We'll talk about the possibility of Tim Tebow playing in Australia.
Yeah.
Hey, Australia, I'm sorry we didn't talk about your baseball league at all for
We talked.
For a while. Let's talk about Tim Tebow next week.
We're going to talk about Tim Tebow. We're going to talk about the Australian Baseball League accepting Tim Tebow. I think, wow, I'm not sure I don't know how I feel about it. I'll think about it this week. I'm all over it, and we'll come back next week.
Yeah, we'll deal with this next week. We promise to actually talk about Australia next week. We'll have a name next week. We'll have
hopefully some music,
theme music next week. If anyone wants to sponsor us,
that'd be pretty tight.
If you want to send us free Vegemite,
looking at you, New Era.
I'll eat some. If you want to send us free Perth Heat baseball caps, I will do that.
And,
if you send me a Perth Heat baseball cap, I will talk about nothing but the Perth Heat. This will become a Perth Heat podcast. I won't talk about anyone else, and it will be very good.
You have to talk about the cavalry with me.
You can start your own Kimber Cavalry podcast.
All right. Well, Australia, this has been the official unnamed Australian Baseball League podcast that doesn't talk about Australian Baseball League. signing off.
No we balls, will... just right. Signing off. Nope, no balls, just strikes.
We're still,
signing off.
We're going to talk about that. I don't know. take it easy, Australia. Have a good day.
Bye.